USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is hearing two cases involving the pro-life Texas heartbeat law. The court will deliberate on concerns about the structure and enforcement of the law and not whether the law violates Roe v. Wade. The Texas law allows private citizens to launch civil lawsuits against anyone who aids or abets an abortion after a baby's heartbeat can be detected. A key Democratic senator says holding the bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage isn't a good idea.
Holding this bill hostage is not going to work in getting my support for a reconciliation bill.
West Virginia's Joe Manchin saying he won't support the larger bill without understanding how it impacts Americans and the economy. Manchin claiming he has worked in good faith with top Democratic leaders, including Biden, and he won't negotiate in the public eye. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The Supreme Court ruled that President Biden's executive order to end former President Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy that forced asylum seekers to wait in Mexico while their claims were being heard was unconstitutional and ordered the president to reinstate it. New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Meliotakis says we need the Remain in Mexico policy.
We continue to urge this president to secure our borders, particularly the Remain in Mexico policy of President Trump. He said he was going to do it in November. Let's see if he does it, because we will be holding him accountable every single day until he does do that.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Jury selection is underway in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. He's the Illinois man charged with shooting three rioters in Wisconsin last year, killing two. Rittenhouse's attorneys are arguing that it was self-defense and he was trying to help protect businesses from looters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
China views Taiwan as a breakaway province and claims that it is part of its own territory. The two countries split in 1949, and China has been increasing pressure on the self-ruled nation while opposing its involvement in international organizations. The United States does not formally recognize Taiwan, but maintains an unofficial alliance. President Biden said last week that the United States would protect Taiwan in the case of an attack by Beijing. That later was walked back by the White House. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was asked what America would do directly to help defend Taiwan.
There is no change in our policy. We've had a long-standing commitment that, by the way, then Senator Biden strongly supported when he was in the United States Senate, a long-standing commitment pursuant to the Taiwan Relations Act to make sure that Taiwan has the means to defend itself. We stand by that. The president stood by that strongly. And we want to make sure that no one takes any unilateral action that would disrupt the status quo with regard to Taiwan. That hasn't changed.
The Houston Astros will be back at home tomorrow for Game 6 of the World Series. They beat the Atlanta Braves 9-5 Sunday night despite Atlanta's early lead. The Braves lead the series 3-2. First pitch set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.